If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the sullen hush of Manchester Crown Court, the image of an untidy bedroom, adorned with teddy bears and motivational quotes, evoked an unexpected response from the woman standing accused of unthinkable crimes. Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old former nurse, crumbled under the weight of her own bedroom's pictures displayed on the courtroom screens, crying quietly in the dock. Letby, once a dedicated caregiver in the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital, found herself entwined in a chilling narrative of multiple baby murders, an accusation that has seen her world turned inside out since her initial arrest in July 2018. The hospital's once trusted nurse had been reassigned to the Risk and Patient Safety Office after the alarming discovery of her association with numerous patient collapses in the neonatal unit. Today, she stands accused of an unimaginable crime, the murder of 7 babies and the attempted murder of 10 others, spanning from June 2015 to June 2016. Her vehement denial of the charges echoes in stark contrast to the haunting evidence presented by the prosecution. The prosecution led the jury back to the morning of July 3, 2018, when Letby was arrested at her 3-bedroom residence in Westbourne Road, Chester. The images that brought Letby to tears were those of her bedroom, a space once her sanctuary, now scrutinized as a potential crime scene. The walls, adorned with framed pictures bearing uplifting messages like "Shine like a diamond" and "Leave sparkles wherever you go," portrayed a stark contrast to the incriminating evidence strewn around the room. Among the clutter of a red suitcase, large burgundy, and small black handbag, the police discovered 3 handwritten notes. These notes, filled with passionate declarations of love for an anonymous doctor colleague, contained heartbreaking pleas, "Help me, I can't do this anymore, and how can life be this way?" Within a 2016 diary recovered from a chest of drawers, there were entries marked as twins and twin rhesus that coincided with the birth dates of 2 twin boys that Letby is accused of attempting to murder. A chilling note found inside the diary read, "I don't deserve to live. I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough to care for them. I am a horrible, evil person, and in capital letters, I am evil, I did this." Further evidence unearthed in a 4-sized piece of paper, filled with similarly distressing notes, including an admission followed by a denial, "I killed them. I don't know if I killed them. Maybe I did. Maybe this is down to me." The statement, "Kill me," was written in bold and circled. The prosecution's grim tableau of evidence continued to unfold, revealing a bag filled with shift handover sheets for several dates in June 2016, Letby's NHS work badge, and a bag filled with 31 handover sheets, a blood gas reading for a child she allegedly attacked, and resuscitation notes. Further searches at Letby's parents' home and her workplace unearthed more incriminating evidence, including her annual leave request form littered with random words and heartbreaking sentences, and 6 pages of medical notes of children unrelated to the trial. As the prosecution's case unfolded, Letby was depicted as a deeply disturbed individual, torn between her professional duty and an unfathomable darkness. In the face of mounting evidence, Letby's defense attorney, Ben Myers KC, pleaded her case as the anguished outpouring of a young woman engulfed in fear and despair. Letby, once a trusted healthcare professional, now battles to prove her innocence against a damning case that paints her as a monster wrapped in a nurse's uniform. At her parents' home on June 10, 2019, another search took place, resulting in the recovery of a handwritten note hidden in a black bin bag. Phrases like "killing me softly," "broken-hearted," and the cryptic "no one would ever know what happened or why" were scrawled on the note. More damning was the discovery of 6 pages of medical notes of children unrelated to the trial, further shrouding the case in mystery and horror. A staggering 257 handover sheets were recovered during these searches, 21 of which bore the names of babies she is alleged to have harmed. These sheets, clinical in nature, now serve as tragic testaments to the tiny lives that were abruptly extinguished, allegedly by the hands of their trusted caregiver. While Letby stood in the dock, the courtroom walls seemed to close in, echoing the myriad voices of the tiny souls she was accused of silencing. Her eyes, once the comforting gaze for many distressed infants, now filled with tears as she stared at the remnants of her shattered life splashed across the courtroom screens. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.